stocks fall even further.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Welcome to The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as the stock market starts its trading day. The Dow's coming off its biggest setback in more than a year yesterday. Now where's Wall Street? The Dow was under 10,000 earlier. It's now down 42 points at 10,025. The S&P 500 is down 0.33%, but the NASDAQ is down a whopping 4.5%. Big drops in Europe and Asia, too. Let's talk with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. He's with us live. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
I know the stock market is not the same thing as the economy, but Chris, when it's falling like this, how worried should we be?
Well, look, I'm obviously very worried, but so far, the stock market is down 10%. That puts us in line with previous corrections, not yet bear markets. And also, bear in mind, our stocks are down less than any other stock market in the world, partly because capital is flowing into the U.S., which is bringing bond yields down, lowering the cost of borrowing, and offsetting some of the economic impact.
Interesting. Let's talk about the economic impact of this Senate passage yesterday of financial rule overhaul. Would these rules make our economy safer?
They will make our economy safer. Unfortunately, they'll also make our economy grow more slowly, and that's because when you eliminate certain types of credit, even credit that maybe wasn't well advised in the first place, it has an economic impact. And when you do it in a way where every country is sort of going off and regulating in its own direction, you also run the risk that U.S. financial companies won't be able to compete on the global stage.
Chief Economist Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you.
You're welcome.
And those proposed restrictions on trading could take a bite out of bank profits. Some analysts say that could hurt the economy. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
By one estimate in the Wall Street Journal, the Senate bill could cut profits at the big banks by about 20%. That's thanks to restrictions on trading in risky investments like derivatives. Charles Calamiris teaches finance at Columbia Business School. He says lawmakers caught up in public outrage against the banks may in fact hurt the public.
If you start trying to turn the largest global banks into mom-and-pop deposit-taking and lending institutions, you do a huge amount of damage, not just to the banks and their profits, but to the operation of global markets.
Calamiris says that could raise the cost of borrowing for everyone and push more financial business overseas. But law professor Howell Jackson at Harvard says overall the bill is good for consumers.
There's a lot to like in this bill. There's plenty of attention on small controversial issues, but in the greater scheme of things, I think this is a very successful piece of legislation.
Jackson especially likes measures that would centralize consumer protection and monitor risk in the financial system. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to present, demonstrate, and train online. More at GoToMeeting.com/market. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. And by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at ConstantContact.com/social media.
This week, we're reporting on the controversial idea of burying global warming emissions underground to keep them out of the atmosphere. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner says this debate over the technology is making for strange bedfellows.
Kerwin Olson is a dyed-in-the-wool liberal activist. He believes in global warming and a tax on carbon. But last year, he found himself helping residents in Greenville, Ohio, a small rural town dominated by Republicans.
Do we want it?
No!
Are we getting our message across?
Yes!
Greenville residents had come to rally against a government-funded project to bury carbon emissions from a local ethanol plant. If the technology works, it could be widely used to clean up carbon emissions from burning coal.
The main thing that I told them was that all politics are local and that you have a much better shot at killing this thing dealing with your local official.
Olson doesn't often side with conservatives, but this time he found common ground, albeit for different reasons. Olson sees the technology as nothing more than propping up dirty coal. Many conservatives see it as unnecessary. Take Greenville's state representative Jim Zeringer.
I think it's a boondoggle. I don't buy into the whole belief that carbon's bad.
But carbon storage isn't just making for odd allies. It's also dividing traditional friends. Take environmentalists. The Sierra Club in Ohio opposes it. The advocacy group argues the money spent on CO2 storage should go to renewable energy and efficiency instead. But another green group, the Ohio Environmental Council, supports it.
We feel as though the science is dire. We are focused on getting massive reductions on a very fast timetable. And to do that, you've got to deal with major emission producers.
The council's Nolan Moser says coal-fired power isn't going to disappear tomorrow, so at least burying the emissions helps slow global warming. But Greenville residents succeeded in killing efforts to store carbon beneath their town. Now the government is looking to try it someplace else. In Ohio, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, here's all the week's business news in a Marketplace Minute. I take off work for a couple of weeks, and in that time, the entire world freaks. Stocks seek a retreat from their peaks, which speaks to the havoc that's wreaked by the Greeks. BP seeks to speak to critiques that its technique for plugging leaks reeks. And speaking of bleak, tough week for the euro, which Stephen Beard in our London bureau reminds us is not good for U.S. exports. Germany outlawed naked shorts. Democrats say their financial reform can keep the collapse from becoming the norm. It's solving the problem. It's lifting the curse. Republicans say it makes everything worse. Iceland's volcanoes resuming its pluming, which has airlines fuming, but train travel's booming. And you knew this would come out sooner or later. Facebook's been sharing your personal data. I promise you no one will see your ID when you hang out at marketplace.org. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is now up 6 points. S&P 500 about flat, and the NASDAQ is up 11 points.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.